Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dwayne Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Angel Manghuel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tenarche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field. Manghuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Alvarado reaches second base with a double. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive towards first. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to home to get May. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Egan. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Egan steals second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche bunts towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Bando moves to second. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Davis scores. Bando moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards the mound. Odom picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Odom. John moves to third. Williams moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into right field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. John scores. Williams scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Bob Locker now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. McKinney moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Melton moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. May steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Egan for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alvarado is walked intentionally. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Hendrick now playing right field. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McKinney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Davis reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton has Davis trapped. There's the throw to Egan and back to Melton, who tags Davis for the out. Bando moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 2 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Egan fields it and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to third. Tenarche moves to second. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris pinch hits for Bob Locker. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Anderson moves to third. Vicente Romo now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 3 in the game. Egan strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alvarado hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tenarche strikes out. 2 outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 3 in the game. Manghul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. 1 out. Dwayne Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Rudy strikes out. 2 outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.